keep up with us during the week, listen to show highlights and daily memos, and more. Just follow Elizabeth on Twitter, keyword Doherty Report. Once again, here's Elizabeth.
Hey, everybody, we're back. You're listening to the Doherty Report. I'm Michael Serio. Special guest on the phone, a favorite of the show, one of the original whistleblowers when it comes to the NSA, William Benny. Thank you for joining us.
Yo, thanks for having me.
We're conflicted. We think of Ronald Reagan as this kind, grandfatherly gentleman who said, Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall. He talked about the shining city on the hill. And at the same time, he signed Executive Order 12333, which allowed the NSA to start spying on all Americans. There's a conflict here, isn't there?
Well, actually not. If you look at how the NSA, CIA, the White House, and the DOJ handled the Patriot Act Section 215, they had a secret interpretation of that. And that secret interpretation under their rules and then a secret court, which approved it, authorized general warrants to get everybody's phone records, which the Second Circuit, of course, just recently, when it went to an Article III court, found it illegal. So back in those days when President Reagan was trying to help get the intelligence community some useful tools, he had to deal with the FISA laws. And he was trying to write in, this is my impression of the writing, that he had authorized the intelligence communities to go after foreigners coming into the U.S. And that was really what that was after. They were allowed to pursue that as long as they had some kind of probable cause to go for those guys. And that was misread or another secret interpretation that simply said, gee, this will allow us to take everything off the line and we can say we're after a drug dealer or a terrorist. And we'll copy this one terabit line, take everything off the line, store it, search it, share it, you know, because, you know, the if you have your secret interpretation of Section 23C, that allows them to do that. But it's all done in secret, and it's a direct violation of the constitutional rights of everyone. I mean, they're copying content. This is what everybody's trying to avoid saying. The program they're using to do this, the primary one, is Fairview. And it has about 80 to 100 taps in the fiber optic network inside the lower 48 states of the United States. And it's distributed across the entire country. It's not just along the coastline. If they were after foreigners, they shouldn't go beyond the coastline because that's where the transoceanic cables surface. And that's where foreign communications would come in or through the U.S. So, but by doing it right across the country with the population and the distribution of that, it's telling you they're after domestic communications. That's what the FBI has been using, the Stellar Wind program content and metadata collection in the upstream program, not PRISM or not the Patriot Act. And this is all done, Executive 12333 is all done without oversight. Nobody knows what they're doing. Nobody's checking them. In fact, they really don't have any way to do that. Neither the House or Senate committees or the FISA court. They have no way of making sure what they're doing.
I disagree with you. There is 12334, which empowers the President's Oversight Board to monitor the progress of what's being done and report back to the President if they went too far. 12334 was signed on the exact same day as 12333, but that's not happening, is it?
No, it isn't. I mean, after all, if you don't act on the rules you're working with, nothing happens, and they get to do whatever they want to do, and that's exactly what's been happening. I mean, after all, under Executive Order 13526, which is the order that governs classification for the United States government, under Section 1.7, it says you cannot classify, maintain classified, or not declassify information that's evidence of a crime, fraud, waste, abuse, or a number of other things. That's all in that section. But most of, or a good deal of what has been exposed by Edward Snowden is evidence of a crime. So they can't, by law, keep that classified. They must declassify.
So let's go back. 1981, Ronald Reagan signed 12333 and 12334 with the intent of beefing up the security and intelligence gathering operations, which they felt had been eliminated during the Carter administration. Is that what happened?
Yeah, I think they interpreted the FISA law as something that was inhibiting intelligence production with foreign intelligence. And so that's why he wrote that or had that written, that executive order.
Who actually wrote it? Do we know?
I do not know, no.
No one knows. I can't find anyone who knows who actually wrote 12333.
You know, it could be. Of course, it was George H.W. Bush that did that. After all, he was a part of the intelligence community. He was the head of CIA, and he had close ties there. Mm-hmm. So he had close ties to the intelligence community, and he would have people lobbying him to get things done. So I think that's
probably
the most likely one, you know.
Yeah. I mentioned it on the show last week, Ronald Reagan, this has tarnished him in my eyes. Do you agree or not?
Yes, but I think the one that tarnishes even more is the CIA programs, Watchtower, Pegasus, and Amadeus. And it was CIA was smuggling drugs in from Colombia into the United States, mostly cocaine, to sell on the streets and get the money and use that money to buy guns for the Contras.
There were so many backstories going on, and we were never, ever told about what was really going on.
Yeah, that's right. And again, that gets back to the CIA connection. So that ends up, I think, on George H.W.
Final question. Provisions of the Patriot Act have now expired, been replaced with what's called the USA Freedom Act. Let me get your thoughts. Are we in better shape than we were before?
Not really. I mean, it's a step in the right direction, but it takes away only one of their secret interpretations of laws and or executive orders. So, I mean, it doesn't deal with the bulk acquisition of content, which is the Fairview program and the 1-2-3-3-3 authorization. Under that, the secret interpretation there. The FBI also uses 1-2-3-3-3 as justification for their NSLs, where they go into different companies and get all the data they have on their customers. That's the kind of secret interpretation that allows them to go for everything on U.S. citizens.
And you know all this because you were there, weren't you?
Yes, I was. And I also know how they operate, and this is pretty clearly what they're doing.
William Binney, former technical director of the NSA whistleblower, thank you so much for your time. Thank you for your expertise, and we'll be in touch soon.
Okay, thank you.
Follow Elizabeth on Twitter, keyword Doherty Report, for news updates, show highlights, podcasts, commentaries, and a whole lot more. This is the Doherty Report with Elizabeth Doherty on the Genesis Communications Network.